Synthetic marijuana is commonly called K2. It's a mix of herbs and a formulated compound developed by a Clemson University chemist 15 years ago. While it lacks the natural intoxicant found in normal marijuana plants, critics say K2 can have wide-ranging, even dangerous effects on users, which is why Superior Mayor Dave Ross wants it banned from his city.
By some accounts, synthetic marijuana has a stronger high than regular marijuana. For some reason, the FDA and state and federal laws do not control this substance.
Superior's proposed ban follows right on the heels of one approved in neighboring Duluth, Minnesota. Mayor Ross's Superior's ordinance has been fast-tracked because a K2 distributor from Duluth told him he'd be crossing over.
We very quite directly said to him that he was not welcome in the city of Superior, that we would do everything we can to stop the sale and distribution of his product in our community.
But enforcement can be a problem, according to Bill Block of the State Justice Department's Crime Lab. He says since K2 isn't officially a controlled substance, state crime labs may not be allowed to analyze it unless it's tied to a felony crime, such as murder or sexual assault.
So as an example, if a municipality has an ordinance for possession of marijuana, then we would not work that case because we don't testify at ordinance hearings.
The Superior City Council will take up the ordinance next Tuesday. Bill Block says only the city of Eau Claire has a synthetic marijuana ban so far, but St. Croix County is weighing the idea. Block adds there's also talk of a legislative bill in the works that would ban it statewide. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.